Welcome back to another episode of Therapy Thursday, brought to you by the Manxiety Podcast.
What's our theme song for this week, Matt?
I kind of forgot that we were doing that every Thursday. We're just creating a theme song now.
Therapy Thursdays. Like the meow meow. What is it?
Meow mix.
Yeah, meow mix.
Fancy feast or whatever. Oh, man. Okay, I mean, if that's what we're gonna start doing, every Thursday I'll bring a new mix.
I think we just need to pull up the most annoying jingles of all time and put a Therapy Thursday twist to them.
That'd be really funny, actually. Yeah. Well, that didn't give me anxiety because I didn't even know I was supposed to be doing this. But other than that,
well, that's good.
What's been going on with you? How are things looking?
Things are looking good, man. What's been going on? Thanksgiving was last week. That was cool. It's chill. I don't know. I feel like things have been pretty good. I've been on like a pretty good streak. No, nothing to really complain about. The only thing, and again, not really like feeling super anxious, but like I hadn't been in a sauna in a while, like a hot sauna. So I went to my uncle's house a couple days ago, and he has a sauna in his backyard because he loves using saunas. He's been doing it for like years, and you know, he used to go like to a sauna once a week, and then he's like, I go enough where I think it warrants me having one. So now he has one, and he uses it a couple times a week. So I hadn't used it since he got it, so I went in, and you know, it gets pretty hot in there, dude. I think it was like 220. And I hadn't done it in a while, so it wasn't really anxious. I was just like, it was getting really hot at one point, like my ears were burning, and I was like, damn, like, I don't know, like, am I supposed to, like, are my ears supposed to hurt? Like, is it getting too hot for me? But then I was like, dude, I've done this before, so it's not a big deal. If it gets too hot, I'll just go and jump in the 50 degree pool, which I did, and then I felt great. So
have you done it at 220 though?
Yeah. So the Russian ones you go to, they're all, I think they're like between 210 or like over 200, right? So like,
okay.
Whatever it is. So yeah, I definitely done like very hot ones before. And I think just like the initial one that I went in, it was just like getting very hot. But then after you like jump in a very cold pool and then hop back in there, like you feel great. So yeah, I wouldn't say it's as much. I mean, I guess very, very light anxiety, but not anything serious. And like, you know, I think the way I've been managing it and like keeping it pretty low is what I just said. You know, like when I was in there, I was like, I've been in it before. I've been fine. You know, if I need to step out, literally just open the door and step out. You know, I can jump in the pool, cool me off. My uncle and my cousin are here. So like, not really any like big things to worry about. So I think just like thinking about all those, it minimized the anxiety, or like reduced it, right? So didn't really feel anxious.
Yeah, there's kind of the way I've heard it described on meditation apps is there's kind of just like an undercurrent, like, right, like in your mind, right? Like you can see the ocean and the ocean looks really calm, but like there's just that little undercurrent which is a little bit rough sometimes. And like, you know, for a lot of people, anxiety may be like a very harsh word. Like, I don't have anxiety, right? And then when you look at the symptoms and the explanation of it, everybody has it to a degree or another. And, you know, with you, you're like, well, it's not anxiety, because you know what big anxiety feels like.
Yeah. Right? So it's, I mean, just, I know, like, it's anxiety, that, like, but it's not like the super hard pressing anxiety, right?
Right. It's just like that little bit that's there. And maybe you have like that one or two thoughts in the back of your mind, and then you quiet it. And you say, no, I've done this before, it's okay, right? Exactly. And I think that like that's the really important step that people at home can take, is if you're going through something and you're being anxious and you've dealt with it before, right? If you've come at the other end of this particular thing before, then you know you can deal with it. Yep. Now, if it's something that's new, or like a new symptom, or like a change in symptoms, then obviously you may be more scared, and then you're going to have more anxiety related to it. And definitely do not Google at that point. I've been there. It's a bad idea, right? Do not Google, honestly, new symptoms.
Yeah, doing any kind of Googling is just, it's the worst. I don't think Googling has ever brought me any peace of mind. It's always made things worse. So
yeah really, seriously.
Yeah, but no, I mean, you're completely right, Matt. Again, everyone has anxiety, right? It's natural. You're supposed to have it. That's how you sense danger. That's how you, you know, decide or get out of dangerous situations. So that's very normal. And, you know, I think just with like all the practice that we've done and all the stuff we've talked about, by like applying those things in my own life, I'm able to, you know, keep that low level of anxiety low where it should be. Now, if the door got stuck while I was in there, then maybe I'd have a little bit more anxiety, but the off button is also in there, so I can always just pop the off button.
Yeah, I mean, there's some situations where you can't just readily leave, right? Yeah. Like in that situation, you know, I mean, I use saunas a lot too. And it's the same thing. Like there's a certain point where you're like, I need to get out, I need to get out, I need to get out, I need to get out. And then if you just take a few deep breaths, you're like, okay, I'm fine. Right? Yep. But the door is like always right there. Whereas, you know, sometimes for people, if you're like stuck in traffic, you can't just exit off the road immediately, you know, you have to wait a little bit. And that's when you have to remind yourself, I've done this before. Take a deep breath, you know, inhale through the nose, exhale through the mouth, do it a few times, and not focus on your internal feelings, but just the situation around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, side note, if you ever want to buy me a really expensive gift, sauna is what I would love to have in my backyard. So, you know, I almost bought an infrared one, but I prefer the traditional one. So
that's funny.
They're a little more expensive.
Yeah, I think my uncle got like it's like a big like wooden one. It sort of looks like a barrel.
Yeah.
And it's made of completely of wood. It's really cool though. And then like it's like a Russian style, right? Because like the heater inside gets really hot. Because I think regular saunas are like around 150, something like that.
I think like 180. 180 maybe to higher. 200. Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, because an infrared only gets to like 140.
Yeah, that's right. So that's the infrared.
Yeah, so it's a little bit higher.
But yeah, but no, these Russian ones, so go over 200, and then you get this, I think I've talked about this, you get this like leaf. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the banyan tree leaf. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Banyan? Something like that. And then you like, you know, you hit each other with it, and like it helps like open up pores, and it's supposed to make you feel better. And this actually reminded me of a, because I've been reading, I think I've talked about it a couple of times already, a lot of like Stoic readings recently. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of one that I just read a couple of days ago from Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. And the quote goes, "Everything that happens is either endurable or not. If it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining. If it's unendurable, then stop complaining. Your destruction will mean its end as well. Just remember, you can endure anything your mind can make endurable by treating it as in your interest to do so, in your interest or in your nature." So it's basically saying, if you can endure it, you can endure it, right? Tell your mind you can endure it. If you can't endure it, then, well, it's not going to matter anyway, because something happens, you're not going to have to endure it anyway. But you can endure anything as long as you put your mind to it. So no matter what situation you're in, you just have to be in the right mental state that you can get through it, you can endure. How about you, Matt? How you been feeling? How's your anxiety been? What's been going on?
It's been up and down. I mean, you know, holidays last week are nice, you know, Thanksgiving. But not being around family, you know, kind of sucked a little bit. So, you know, I was with my roommates and we made dinner. And by made dinner, I mean, I ordered a ham and they joked that I was the only one that didn't actually cook anything.
They're right.
It's true. Well, my mom got an apron for me that said, "I'll cook for you fuckers" or something. Because she thought it would be really funny just to like as a joke. And so they're all like, "Well, what are you going to cook for us? What are you going to cook for us?" And I'm like, "Guys, I told you, I got the ham. Like, I'm not cooking anything."
Well, but like, you didn't like make the ham. I mean, like, I bought the ham too, and it's pre-cooked. But then you like, you know, you add other shit to it and you put it in the oven for a little bit and you like, it tastes better.
No,
just straight up, you just put it out there like that.
It already has honey on it, bro.
Had honey glaze or whatever.
Yeah, we got it from the Honey Baked Ham Co. Okay. So they shipped it to us pre-cooked and like dry ice and everything. They actually shipped it to us on Monday, and I was like, okay, no, now we gotta wait until Thursday to eat it. But they were supposed to ship it to us on Wednesday, so it was gonna be more fresh by dinner.
Right.
But it actually said on the instructions, it's like, do not heat it up. It's best served room temperature. So we had some of it room temperature, and then we're like, well, we still want this shit to be warm. So then we warmed it up anyways.
That's pretty
funny. They were just worried about it drying out. But yeah, you know, that day was great. Overall, I think it's just kind of the undercurrent of I had the whole week off because I had I was furloughed Monday through Wednesday. So I get paid for the holidays and then I don't get paid for the 3 days. So it's kind of like it's nice to have time off, but I don't get paid, you know, and I had the whole week. So I got to, you know, hang out with my roommates a lot. And that was really nice. But then it's also like I got to go back to work and, you know, just everything coming back into focus was like, oh, shit. Right. I have these projects due at work that are due by the end of the year. And I only have, you know, it's almost the end of the fucking year already. Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're almost in December, dude.
Yeah. So actually, yeah, by the time this is dropped, it'll be December.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And yeah, so I was just like, okay, trying to refocus on that, which is just like the difference between like the stress-free, like vacation style, like back into work mode kind of deal, you know, and starting to think, oh, I need to do this, and I need to work on this, and I need to update this, and oh shit, did so-and-so do this while, you know, because some people weren't furloughed, right? So it's like, right. Oh, did they get this project done? Stuff like that. So I've just been trying to not look at work emails, not really care about it, because I'm not supposed to anyways, right? But it's just one of those things of, like, getting back into it, you know, and then like, ah, right, I've been sleeping in, so now I got to wake up early again, right? Yeah. I mean, shit, me and my roommates were staying up to, like, 3 in the morning watching movies a bunch of nights, and now I'm just like, oh, God, I have to be up really early. It's not going to work.
No, it's so always tough, man. Either after vacation or after taking some time off, getting back into the flow of things. It's a tough time.
Yeah, it's mostly just like the daily stress between that, right?
Yeah. You know what I've started doing whenever I have days off? I go into my settings on my phone and I turn off all of my notifications for my work mail app so that I don't see any of it. Because I have this tendency, like, if I see unread stuff, I have to go and take a look and take care of it. And so when I'm on vacation, I don't want to do that. So I just turn off all notifications. I don't even see the badge icon. I don't see any notifications coming in. And I feel like it's been doing a lot better job for me with, like, just, like, sort of tuning out work or, like, you know, turning off work. Mm. Of course, if my coworkers need me, I still tell them, you know, they have my personal phone number. So there's an emergency, they can always get to me. But that way, I don't have to be constantly still getting emails and still worried about it.
Maybe I need to do the opposite. So I always have notifications off, which sometimes just causes me to check it and there's no notification. There's no update because I'm just like, oh shit, was there an update?
Yeah, no, I have mine on for most things. Social media, I don't, but like work and emails and stuff, I definitely do.
Yeah, the only notifications I have on my phone are text messages and calls, obviously. Those are probably the most important reasons to own a phone, and maybe like Google Maps or something. I don't know.
Interesting. That's cool, man. Well, sounds like, you know, had some ups and downs, but sounds like more ups, more good stuff. So that's good to hear.
Yeah. Hopefully things are, you know, better for me, better for everybody at home, and you have a good rest of your week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, take care, everyone.